Paddy, the Crows made a lot of people happy on the weekend.
Morning, guys. Yeah, it certainly was. That's as good of a footy as we've played in the first quarter. So,
ever, do you reckon? In your time at the club?
In my time at the club, definitely. I don't think we've hit the scoreboard like we did and really controlled the play, so it was really pleasing to hit that sort of form this time of the season.
The other thing that was pleasing was when West Coast, who are just a quality side, bunged on the 5 goals in a row in the second quarter. At the game, you could feel the spectators tensing up, but you guys just got right back on top of them and ended up winning by a bigger margin than you had at quarter time. So that comeback part of it was terrific.
Yeah, Campo speaks about it often. Football's a game that ebbs and flows. You're not going to control the entire four quarters. So it's nice when you do, but it rarely happens. So there's going to be times during the game that you're going to have to try and wrestle back momentum. And against a side like West Coast, who have been one of the best sides in the competition all season, we knew that they would respond at some point. So for us, it was about just restricting the scoreboard impact that they have when they do control the ball. And we were actually a little bit better than how we performed in that second quarter. We had a few opportunities to score and just missed. So,
yeah, there were a couple.
Yeah, so even though they kicked 5-1, I think it was, we still played okay footy. And then obviously in the second half, we rebounded to play really good footy again.
Yeah. Paddy, what struck me, because I was watching it at home with 3 Crow supporters, was that it was very free-flowing and very forward. The ball kept moving forward. I made the comment it was almost like watching a ballet because it was really very smooth, much smoother than you've played in a long time.
I don't know about ballet, Jane, but I understand what you mean, because there was far less tackles than in a normal game. There was less stoppages. So
you kept playing on all the time, which was excellent.
Yeah, so we wanted to move the ball quickly, and most teams do. It's just whether you can actually execute it or not. So for us, that was important, and we were able to hit targets, which is really important against a side like West Coast because they're very strong defensively. So we were able to maintain possession rather than have the ball in dispute. But certainly, you know, we controlled really the majority of the play for the majority of the game, and I think we kicked it 73% for the game.
You know, to Jane's point, it might not have been ballet, but it felt like one of those vaudeville plays where people call out, "He's over there!" Because, like, as a spectator, the beautiful thing about the forward line at the moment, and there's no substitute for being at the game, so often you could hear the crowd going, "Kick it to Josh! Kick it to Eddie!" You know, blokes being loose in the forward lines, and the way we just sort of scattered around, there were just so many paths to goal. It's just such an exciting brand of attacking football at the moment.
Yeah, well, Josh reckons you should have kicked 15 last week because he had no one on him for the majority of the game in the forward line and no one could see him.
He's not a small man either. How does he do that?
I think because all the crowd's yelling at kick it to Eddie, probably. But he got his rewards on the weekend. But certainly the forward line's really functioning extremely well at the moment, and that's certainly one of our real strengths.
Was it weird after Friday knowing, because Collingwood did us a massive favour, that the game, you know, we were in the 8 already? Because I think a few people, the vibe at the game, sort of people arrived happy.
Yeah, yeah, I understand what you're saying. And it was,
and there were so many of them too.
I know, 53,500 people, which is a non-showdown record, which is an amazing result for us. And our crowd have been amazing. Our supporters have been amazing all season. There was a good feeling going to the game because we obviously knew that we were in the finals and we haven't been there for a couple of seasons. So I'd be lying if I said I rocked up and I wasn't happy, because it's a good place to be when you know you're playing in September. That being said, it certainly didn't shift our focus, because we know that if we keep winning, then we're a chance at a home final. So
we were all Pies fans last Friday. This Friday, we're all North Melbourne fans.
Yep, absolutely. Shinbone spirit. Make sure we're supporting them.
Hey, Paddy, I'm always a bit careful about asking you this question. I think I have a couple of times this year, but do you want to buy in again to the discussion that centres around the momentum that is gaining a lot of voice with your coach, with Scott Camporelli at the moment?
Oh, not really. Look, he's doing his job in really difficult circumstances, and he's done an unbelievable job so far, along with John Worsfold and the rest of our coaching group. They've been terrific all season. So he's certainly, you know, he's got the runs on the board in terms of his longevity as an assistant. But I think he's just enjoying his role at the moment.
But just in terms of the expectations, the external expectations at the moment, you know, Gary Lyon yesterday, Jared Healy, McDermott today in the Tyser. There are a lot of people who have been covering football for a very long time pointing to 1997. Crows coming from outside the top four to win and saying that this group can do it again this year. Is that the feeling within the group?
Look, it was a different competition back then, so the structure has obviously changed now. So we think our best football is more than capable of beating the better teams in the competition. It's doing it for long enough. So in the position that we're in, we just have to keep winning games of footy. Outside media personalities are always going to have these sort of opinions, but for us, we're only worrying about what's said behind closed doors. Our preparation leading into games, we can't afford to look any further than that, because at the moment we're sitting seventh on the ladder. So for us, it's the next game, the first quarter, and that's how we've really approached the last sort of 8 weeks of footy. So our destiny's in our own hands.
So there's no talk about, you know, would you rather play Richmond, would you rather play, I mean, is there idle talk about that sort of stuff?
No, to be honest, the feeling for us is it doesn't matter who it is. We feel we're more than capable of beating them, whether it's a home final at Adelaide Oval or we travel to Melbourne, we play at the MCG, we play at Etihad Stadium. It doesn't matter for us.
So, mate, sounds like you're going to be greeted by all sorts of carry-on when you get to Geelong on the weekend. The paper there is going mad. They've got cardboard cutouts of you that they were parading around at the Avalon Airport yesterday. How do you deal with that sort of carry-on? Do you just shut it out?
Yeah, look, it doesn't really impact me at all, to be honest. My focus is very narrow, and that's on us performing and performing myself and playing my role for the side. So,
how do you keep it that narrow, though? Because quite clearly, you have not let it affect your performance. I mean, God knows if it has affected your performance, you'd be getting 50 touches a week.
Oh, look, I think you have to compartmentalise in this sort of situation. So for me, when I rock up to the footy club, it's about going to work. It's about getting better. It's about improving others. And that's really been the mentality for the entire side. And that's the mentality you have to have if you want to be a good player and a good team and a part of a good team. So it doesn't affect me because I don't think about it like everyone else does. And I suppose media outlets, newspapers, they're paid to write something. So given the fact that this weekend there isn't a lot riding on the game in terms of Geelong's perspective because they can't make finals. Obviously, they've got some players that may or may not finish at the end of the season. There's always going to be things reported in the paper. But
was anything going through your head on Friday watching the Cats play? Were you thinking, geez, what a rabble? Don't know if I want to go there. Or were you thinking they look like they could do with a bit of a hand?
No, the only thing I was thinking about was I was hoping that Pendles would get 30 and Taylor Adams would have 30 and Travis Clark would kick 5. Trav didn't play, but I'm certainly glad the Pies got up.
Hey, you know, I know that I don't barrack for the Crows, but I do love you, Patrick, and I've actually thought of a way to get all this stuff out of the headlines to come up with a new headline. And we've all been following Jared Hayne, who played rugby league. He's gone across to
Hayne Train, yes.
Yeah, and he's playing the NFL and he's doing really well. Now, I've been looking at you. You've got the speed, the strength. You're the right age. Have you thought about maybe moving across to America and playing for the Dallas Cowboys? There's a rumour.
Funny you say it. I think Josh Jenkins would absolutely love to do that because he and Tom Lynch, I don't think there's two people that love American sport more than the sport that they actually play. But I have been keeping an eye on Jared because it's an amazing achievement.
And yeah, incredible.
For what he's doing, there's a huge amount of people that play NFL over in the States. So to be in the position that he's in is quite incredible.
Hey, just finally, Pat, I liked your tweet, Podra, about Podsy Adley.
Let's talk about Pods. Wow.
We were saying before, 11 goals, 6 for the Crows against the Bays on Saturday. One kick away from being the Ken Farmer medalist in the SANFL. I thought his quotes this week, though, about how he does not want the club to fiddle with its form at a time when momentum is everything, to be given a one last hurrah game against his old side, the Cats, on Saturday. I thought that said a lot about the guy's character, that he said, let these guys keep doing what they're doing. I've never seen the forward line in such good shape.
Yeah, it certainly does. He's the most selfless player that I've ever played with. An unbelievable leader, and I'm not sure what his plans are post-football, but if he was ever to coach, he's just an incredible person. He's a great player, has been a great player, and considering he's played 100 games, but he started at the age of 28, it's quite an achievement. But he's an even better bloke, so we've been incredibly lucky to have him at the club in the time that he's been here, because he sets such an amazing standard on the track, but he's such a great leader off it. So I'm certainly very grateful for that friendship, because
there's a lot about us too.
He's taught us a lot, that's for sure.
And also that you can be playing that well in the second tier competition and you still can't crack the AFL side.
Yeah, absolutely. And I must admit, the game on the weekend, there was a few of us there, and it was one of the most enjoyable games of footy, because I think even the Glenelg crowd were hoping that it was getting kicked to pods every time, and every time someone else kicked a goal, it was almost booze, because we just wanted to see pods kick goals. So it was a great afternoon.
Well, look, hopefully we turn it on at Cardinia Park on the weekend, and we will talk to you next week going into what will either be a home or an away elimination final.
Good on you, Paddy.
Go Shinboners.